Good afternoon, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Eile Maaseh V'nei Yisrael. These are the Maasoyis, the journeys, the travelings of the B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yotzu Meretz Mitzrayim L'Tziv Oysom, who went forth from the land of Mitzrayim according to their legions, B'yad Moshe V'Aroin, under the hand of Moshe and Aroin. Zatrashi Eile Maaseh, these are the journeys. Lama Nichtavu Amasoyis Alolu, why were these journeys written? Le'adiach Hasad of Shalmokoim, to make known the acts of Chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. She'afal Pisha Gozer Aleim, even though he decreed upon Klal Yisrael, Taltalom, to move them, Ulaniyam Bamidbar, and make them wander in the wilderness. Le'soymar, you shouldn't say, Shayunoyim Mutultalom, that they were wandering and moving around, Mimasa Lamasa, from journey to journey. Kol Arboim Shana, the entire 40 years. And they had no rest. Because here you only have 42 journeys. Deduct from them 14. Because all those 14 were in the first year after the Golus, after the Yitzis Mitzrayim. Koidim Gzeira, before the Gzeira, that they would have to be in the Midbar for 40 years. Mishinosim Ramses. From the time that they journeyed from Ramses, Achebol Risma, until they came to Risma, Shemisham Nishtalchu Meraglim, from there, that's where the Meraglim were sent. Shenemer, like it says, Va'achar Nosu Aomi Chatzeris Agoyim, and afterwards the people journeyed from Chatzeris, Shalach Lecho Anoshim Agoyim, then send people for yourself, send forth for yourself men. V'kanu Aymer, and here it says, Va'yisu Me Chatzeris V'yachnu Berisma, they journeyed from Chatzeris and they encamped in Risma. Lamadatas, you've learned from here, Shiba Midbar Parim, that Risma is in Midbar Parim. V'oid Hoitzei Misham, and in addition, deduct from this total of 42, Shmoyna Masayis, another 8 journeys. Shayla Achar Mises Aaron, which were after the Aaron coin was Nifter. Mehora Horad Arvis Mayav, from Horad to Arvis Mayav. Bishnas Rabbim, in the 40th year, in the Midbar. Nimtza comes out, Shekol Shmoyna Shleshim Shana, that during the entire 38 years, between the first year in the Midbar and the last, they didn't journey besides 20 Masoyis. There were 20 Masoyis. Zem Yisoyid Shal Moshe Darshan. This is brought in the Yisoyid of Reb Moshe Darshan. However, Rabbi Tanchuma Darsh by Joshua Cheres. Rabbi Tanchuma has a different Joshua. Mashal HaMelech, you can compare this to a king. Shahayu B'nai Choyla, whose son was sick. Vaylich HaLamakim Rochik, so he took him to a distant place, L'Rapoysa, to cure him. Kivin shal yichoizrim, but once they started back, hischel aviv minus, his father began to count. Kol hamasoyis, all the journeys. Amrlo, he said to his son, kan yeshananu, here we slept. Kan hukarnu, here we felt cold. Kan chashash desreich v'chulu, here you had a headache. And what happened at the end of this painful journey? The king repeats for his son all that he had gone through for the son, on the son's account, to remind the son of how much he loves him. Here too Hashem repeats for Klal Yisrael, he gives them a summary of all the events of the 40 years that they spent in the Midbar, to remind them of his Ahava for them and to inspire them to reciprocate and be loyal to the Torah. What does it mean we slept? That represents Zok the Maral, the times that Klal Yisrael were B'Shalom, that they were at peace. What does it mean we felt cold? That represents the times that Klal Yisrael felt that they were lacking something. What does it mean that you had a headache? So the morale says that represents the time that Klal Yisrael was in danger. So all this is a remez to different tekufas of Klal Yisrael. We slept means that's times of shalom, zok the morale. We felt cold. That's times when Klal Yisrael felt that they were lacking something. You had a headache. What does that mean? Those were times that Klal Yisrael was in danger. With that, Rabbi said, we continue pasuk beis. Vayichtoiv Moshe. Moshe wrote this Moitzo Am Limas Am Al Pi Hashem. Their goings forth according to the journeys, at the bidding of Hashem. Ve'ele Masayim LeMoitzo Am, and these were their journeys according to their going forths. Their goings forth, meaning this is the following places that they traveled. Vayisu Me Ramses. They journeyed from Ramses B'Chodesh Rishon in the first month. B'Chamisha Osayim. On the 15th day, L'Chodesh HaRishon, of the first month, Mimochros HaPesach, Yotzu V'nei Yisrael, B'yod Ramah, Le'enei Kol Mitzrayim, on the day after Pesach. So that's when Klal Yisrael went forth from Mitzrayim with an upraised hand, B'yod Ramah, La'enei kol Mitzrayim, before the eyes of all of the Mitzrayim. Everybody saw it. They saw it, which was a nes nigla, because nobody left Mitzrayim. And here, biyad ramah, they left. La'enei kol Mitzrayim, everybody saw them leave. Nes of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Pasuk Dalet u'Mitzrayim makabrim meis asher hikah Hashem bahem kol b'chor. And the Egyptians were very, very busy. They were burying those among them who Hashem had struck. Every firstborn. Uveloyhehem osa Hashem shefotim. And on their gods Hashem had inflicted these onshim, these punishments. So every b'chor, that means even ones that they didn't know were b'chor, because the Egyptian women were mezana tachas balein, Rashi says. And therefore, she could have had five b'chorim from five different husbands. And Mimela, then they found out she had seven kids and five of them died. She realized that five of them were not hers. They were as a result of znus. So that's a little tzanus what happened over there to them. Rashi says in Mitzrayim, Mekarabrim, and the Egyptians were burying Trudim be'evlam. They were preoccupied with their mourning. They were so busy in Avelos that they didn't have time to check a Klal Yisrael. Pasakei vayisu v'nei Yisrael miRamses. The b'nei Yisrael journeyed from Ramses. Vayachanu b'sukkos, and they encamped in Sukkos. Pasuk vav. Vayisu misukkos, they journeyed from Sukkos. Vayachanu v'esom, and they encamped in Esom. Asher b'kteya midbar, which is at the edge, which is on the edge of the midbar. Pasuk zayin vayisu me'esom, they journeyed from Esom. Vayoshov al piachirois, and it turned back to piachirois. Asher al pnei bal tzefoin, which is before bal tzefoin. Vayachan ulifnei migdoil, and they encamped before migdoil. Pasuk ches vayisu mipnei achirois, they journeyed from before achirois. Vayavru besoich hayom, and passed through the midst of the sea. Hamidboro, towards the midbar, towards the wilderness. They went on a 3-day trip in the midbar of Esom, and they encamped in Moro. They journeyed from Moro, and arrived at Elim. And in Elim there were 12 springs of water. And 70 date palms, and they encamped there. Pasuk Yud vayisu mi'elim, and they journeyed from Elim. Vayachnu al Yamsuf, and they encamped by the Yamsuf. Pasuk Yud Aleph vayisu mi'Yamsuf, and they journeyed. They traveled from the Yamsuf. Vayachnu bebin Barsin, and they encamped in Midbar Sin. Pasuk Yud Beis vayisu mi'Midbar Sin, and they journeyed from Midbar Sin. Vayachnu bedofko, and they encamped in Dofko. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayisu midofka, and they journeyed from Dofka. Vayachnu ba'olush, and they encamped in Olush. Vayisu mi'olush, they encamped. They journeyed from Olush. Vayachnu b'refidim, and they encamped in Refidim. V'layoyishamayim la'omlishtois, and there was no water over there for the people to drink. So Chazal say, what's Refidim? Shirof yudeim in atoyro. They took it easy from the toyro, and memelo. That's why Amalek came against them. Pasuk tesvov. Vayisu me'refidim, they journeyed from Refidim. Vayachnu b'midbar Sinai, and they encamped in the Midbar Sinai. Pasuk Tezayin vayisum Midbar Sinai, and they journeyed from the Midbar Sinai. Vayachnu b'kivrei satavo, and they encamped in Kivrei satavo. Pasuk Yudzayin vayisum b'kivrei satavo, they journeyed from Kivrei satavo. Vayachnu b'chatzeros, and they encamped in chatzeros. Pasuk Yudches vayisum b'chatzeros, and they journeyed from chatzeros. Vayachnu b'rismo, and they encamped in Rismo. Zokt Rashi, it's called by this name, Al Shem Lashon Hara, because of the Lashon Hara, Shal Meraglim of the Meraglim Shenema, as it says, Mayitin Lecho, Umayoysif Loch, Lashon Remiya. What will a Lashon Remiya means? A treacherous tongue. You speak Lashon Hara, what's it going to add to you, give to you? What's it going to gain for you? Chitze Gibor Shinunim, the sharp arrows of a warrior, Imgachale Resamim, with coals, with burning coals. This is a pasuk in Tehillim Kufchav, Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dalid. Risma is has shaykhs to the word roisim. It's a certain plant. In English, it's the juniper plant. So take a look in Rashi, Melachim Aleph, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Dalid. So Lashon Hara is compared to coals of this plant, because unlike other coals, they remain burning on the inside, even after the outside has cooled off. So too with someone who's believed, and he's maimin, and he's makabel Lashon Hara about another person. Later on, people may come to him to clear this reputation of the person that was that Lashon Hara was spoken about. The one who believed it might say that he accepts the clarification, but this is only going to be external. On the inside, he still believes, says the Medrash, the derogatory things that he heard about the person. So that's what has shaychus to this plant. See the Bereshis Rabbah, the Medrash in Tzadik Ches Yutes. So the location of where the Meraglim left was called Midbar Paron. In Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Gimel, Rashi explains, says the Devik Toiv, why over here it's called a different name. Teretz says it received a new name, Rashi's telling you, after the Meraglim were Choyte. So the name changed. Pasuk Yutes. Vayisu mi Rismo. And they journeyed from Rismo. Vayachnu berima in Paretz. And they encamped in Rima in Peretz. Pasuk Chav. Vayisu mi Rima in Paretz. And they journeyed from Rima in Peretz. Vayachnu belivno. And they encamped in Livno. Pasuk Chav Aleph. Vayisu mi Livno. They journeyed from Livno. Vayachnu beriso. And they encamped in Risa. Each of these journeys are separate pasuk. What's the pshat? Pshat is because each one was a separate masa. It was a separate trip. It was a separate journey. And each thing had their own limudim you have to learn from. Pasuk of Beis, Vayisnu me Risa. They traveled, they journeyed from Risa. Vayachnu be Keilasa. And they encamped in Keilasa. Vayisnu me Keilasa. And they journeyed from Keilasa. Vayachnu be Hashofer. And they encamped in Hashofer. Vayisnu me Hashofer. They traveled from Hashofer, Vayachnu b'Charodo, and they encamped in Charodo. Pasuk Chof Hei, Vayisum b'Charodo, they journeyed from Charodo, Vayachnu b'Makelois, and they encamped in Makelois. Vayisum b'Makelois, they journeyed from Makelois, Vayachnu b'Sochas, and they encamped in Sochas. Vayisum b'Tochas, they traveled from Tochas, Vayachnu b'Sorach, and they encamped in Torach. Vayisum b'Torach, Pasuk Chof Ches, they journeyed from Torach, Vayachnu b'Misko, and they encamped in Misko. Pasuk of Tes, Vayisnu mi Misko, they journeyed from Misko. Vayachnu bi Chashmoino, and they encamped in Chashmoino. Pasuk Lamid, Vayisnu mi Chashmoino, and they journeyed from Chashmoino. Vayachnu bi Moseiros, and they encamped in Moseiros. Pasuk Lamid Aleph, Vayisnu mi Moseiros, they journeyed from Moseiros. Vayachnu bi Bnei Yakon, and they encamped in Bnei Yakon. Vayisnu mi Bnei Yakon, Pasuk Lamid Beis, they journeyed from Bnei Yakon, Vayachnu b'Chor HaGidgod, and they encamped in Chor HaGidgod. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayisnu b'Chor HaGidgod, they traveled from Chor HaGidgod. Vayachnu b'Yotvoso, and they encamped in Yotvoso. Vayisnu b'Yotvoso, they journeyed from Yotvoso, Vayachnu b'Avroino, and they encamped in Avroino. Vayisnu b'Avroino, they traveled, they journeyed from Avroino, Vayachnu b'Etzin Gover, and they encamped in Etzin Gover. Vayisnu mi Etzin Gover, they traveled from Etzin Gover, Vayachanu b'Midbar Tzin, and they encamped in Midbar Tzin, he Kodesh, which is Kodesh. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vayisnu mi Kodesh, and they journeyed from Kodesh, Vayachanu b'Hor HaHor, and they encamped in Hor HaHor, B'Ktzei Eretz Edoim, which is at the edge of the land of Edoim. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Vayal Arhin HaKoyin El Hor HaHor, Al Pi Hashem. Then Aaron HaKoyin went up to the Hor HaHor by the mouth of Hashem. Vayomos Sham, and he was Nifter over there. Bishnasar Aboyim, let's say, Bnei Yisrael, Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. This was in the 40th year after Bnei Yisrael went forth from the land of Mitzrayim. Bachoydesh HaChamishi, in the 5th month. Be'echad LaChoydesh, on the 1st of the month. Zokter Ashi, Alpi Hashem, by the mouth of Hashem, Elamed. This teaches us, Shemais B'Neshiko, that Aaron HaKoyin was Nifter through a neshika, through a kiss. What does that mean? So Rashi said before, in Perek Chav, Pasuk Vav, Adibra Masav al Thomas Shom Miriam. What's the Indian of Al Pi Hashem? Because L'chayra, Al Pi Hashem L'chayra is extra. Because it's clear from the Pasuk, which deals with Aaron Koyin's Miso, in Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav Beis, the Pasuk Chav Tes, that Aaron went up to the Hor HaHor and readied himself to be nifter by Hashem's command. Furthermore, the pasuk could have used the words kashatziv Hashem, as Hashem had commanded, like it said before, when Moshe Rabbeinu's role in the Misa of Aaron. So Al Pi Hashem is said over here, Zok the Maskel of David, to teach us the manner of the Misa. It was Al Pi Hashem. It was Misa Al Pi the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it doesn't say that by Vitamas Sham Miriam, the Gemara says, because it's not der cheretz, kovet klapi maila, to say that by an isha, so therefore it does not say Al Pi Hashem. Pasuk Lamites, Va'aroin, and Aaron was ben shalosh v'yesrim, u'ma'as shana b'moisai b'hoirahor. And Aaron was how much? Was 123 years old at the time he was nifter at hoirahor. Pasuk mem v'yishma k'nani, melech arod. The k'nani, the king of Arod, heard. V'hu yoshev b'negev, and he was dwelling in the south. Be'eretz k'noan. To the land of Canaan, in the south of the land of Canaan, Bevoi Bnei Yisrael, when the Bnei Yisrael approached, Zot Rashi, Los Meintos, Vayishma Canaan, Canaanim, king of Herod, of Arad Herod, this is said, Lamedcha, to teach you, Shemisas Arin Yashmua, that the Misa of Arin is what he heard. Shinestalko Anani Akovid, because when Aaron Akoyim was Nifter, so Anani Akovid left with him, Ukasavar, this Melech Arad thought, Shenitin Rishos Lilochem Bisrael. Oh, now he has Rishos to start up with Klal Yisrael, to do battle with Klal Yisrael. Lefichach Chazre Vekosu. That's why the Pasuk writes it again. As I state in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Gilma Ben Aleph, that Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad, that the king of Arad attacked Klal Yisrael when he heard Klal Yisrael's approach had already been mentioned, Betzim, before. Akaponim, that's when he started, when he heard what he. There was a Pesach over here, the Gemara says. That we're actually saying, quoting from, that he said, now it's our chance. Aaron Akoyin was nifter. Now it's time to attack them. And we see that when a tzaddik's nifter from the world, so that is a time for Peronius to happen. Like we saw, let's instance, in the Second World War, that there were three Gedolei Ador that were nifter right before the war. The Chaim Oizer Gudzinski, Zechayin Levrocha, the Rav in Vilna, not the Stam the Rav, he was the Roisher Abonim in Vilna. In Vilna there were 400 shuls. He was the Roisher Abonim of all of them. Then, after Reb Shimon Shkop, Zechayin Levrocha was Nifta. The Heil Geshari Yoshe, the Rashiv in Grodne, he was Nifta. And then afterwards, the Baruch Bel was Nifta. Baruch Bel Leibovich, the Birchas Shmuel, the Rashiv in Kamenitz. Mazed was Eich to learn by. He learned by him. In Tovrech Sadek Zayin, 1937. Al Kalponim. And Reb Chana was Nifta later, but the war didn't start till the Maisa, the Zekeni Ador, when nifter, because once the nifter, Rabbanu Shlomo is mistalik, his siyata d'shmaya, the special thing that the tzaddikim are making on the door, they protect the door. So now Aaron Akoyin, the same thing, who's nifter, and then vayishma k'nani melech arad, the tzara started happening. Same thing, the Holocaust could have never happened unless these tzaddikim were passed away from the world. So that's the pshat. L'lamedchus teaches you Shemises Aaron here Shmua. What's the thing that he heard? He heard Mises Aaron. Shenestalko Anani Akovid Anani Akovid depart with Aaron Akoyin's death. Ukhasovar, he thought Shenitri Rishus Lilochim B'Yisrael, that he had already permission to start do battle with Klal Yisrael. Why? What do you mean he thought he had Rishus? Pshat is he saw the punishment took away the tzaddiks. He says, oh, it must be because they're choite. They don't have that shmir anymore. Oh, that's my opportunity right now. And he was there and waiting, and then he was there for ready lilochem b'Yisrael. That's why the pasuk writes it again, that he attacked. What's the pshat? Because he was there ready and waiting, and now he thought he had the opportunity. Pasuk mem aleph vayisu mei hoirahor. They journeyed from hoirahor vayachanu b'tzalmoina, and they encamped in Tzalmoina. Pasuk mem beis vayisu mei Tzalmoina, and they traveled from Tzalmoina vayachanu b'funoin. And they encamped in Funoin, Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayisu mi Punoin. And they journeyed from Punoin, Vayachnu bo Oivois, and they encamped in Oivois. Pasuk Mem Dalet, Vayisu mi Oivois, and they journeyed from Oivois, Vayachnu bi Iye Hoavorim, Bigvul Moyov, and they encamped at the ruins of the Avorim, of the passes, at the border of Moyov, Zotrashi bi Iye Hoavorim, at the ruins of the passes, Loshon Charovos Vegalim. The word Iye is an expression of runes and mounds. Kemoy, like we find Le'iye, Le'i Asada, the word Le'i, in the mound of the field. Le'i, that's a pasuk in Micha, Aleph Vav. Or you find Samaras Yerushalayim Le'im. They made Yerushalayim into mounds. You find a pasuk in Tehillim, Ayin Tes Aleph, Ayin Sham Berashi over there. Akoponim, that's what happened over here, Iye Avorim, pasuk Memhei. They traveled from Iyim, Vayachnu B'divan God, and they encamped in Divan God. Pasuk Mem Bo Vayisu Midivan God, and they journeyed from Divan God. Vayachnu Bi Almoin Divla Soimo, and they encamped in Almoin Divla Soimo. Pasuk Mem Zayim Vayisu Me Almoin Divla Soimo, and they journeyed from Almoin Divla Soimo. Vayachnu Bahori Ho Avorim, and they encamped in the mountains of the passes Lifnei Nevoi, before Nevoi. Pasuk Mem Ches Vayisu Me Hori Ho Avorim, and they journeyed from the mountains of the passes. Vayachnu Barvis Moyov Al Yarden Yirechoi, and they encamped in the plains of Moyov by the Yarden at Yirechoi. Pasuk Mem Tes Vayachnu Al Yarden, they encamped by the Yarden. Mi Beis Hayishimois, from Beis Hayishimois Ad Ovel Oshitim until Ovel of Shitim. Barvis Moyov, in the plains of Moyov. That, Rabbi, so brings us up to Chamishi, when Matis and Masei are connected. Amchuborim, and Shlishi, when Masei is alone. So Drashi mi beis hayishimo isad ovel oshitim. Kan limde metchoi. Here the pasuk teaches you shiur machne Yisrael, the measure of the machne of the camp of Klal Yisrael. Shnei moser mil was 12 mil. What is that an equivalent to a mil? We know is 2,000 amos. So the modern day equivalent of a mil ranges between 1,028 yards to 1,269 yards. A yard is 3 feet. So Drashi vayte. Shir Machne Yisrael, the measure of the Machne Yisrael, Shnei Moser Mil, was 12 mil. Dome Rabba Bar Bachono, because the Heilige Amoyre Rabba Bar Bachono said, L'didi Chaz Eliyahu Ascha V'goyim, I saw that place. As I stated in Erevim, Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis, he says, I saw that place, and there, and it was 3 parsangs, but 3 parsangs, and a parsang is how much? Is 4 mil. Al-Kaponim, he says he saw it. The Heilige Rabbi Bar Bachono, Ovel Ashitim, Mishu Shal Shitim Ovel Shmo. In the name of the plain of Shitim is Ovel. And Rashi says a similar point in Bereishis Yudalid Pasuk Vov. And with that, Rabbi Isai, we get up to Pasuk Nun by Shlishi in Parshas Masei. And when the Mechubarim, it's Chamishi.